Hey you guys, what's up? This be your girl Alina. Welcome back to Alina Talks, where we talk about everything a woman talks about. Yes, everything. And guys are welcome too, because I have some, you know, advices and everything that you guys should know too. So guys are more than welcome as well. But you guys, how are you today? Like I said, welcome to Alina Talk. You guys go ahead and grab your favorite spot, just sit and relax, grab you some coffee, grab you some wine, and let's get right into it, okay? So first of all, how was everybody today? How was your day? Like, did you have a good day? Did you have a bad day? If you have a good day, I am so happy for you. And if you have a bad day today, I am so sorry. It's gonna get better. Remember, days, you have plenty of time to make up for those bad days, okay? All right, so you guys, I'm so excited to be talking about a very special topic today. So we're going to be talking about gratitude and happiness, okay? I actually had someone that came up to me one day and I was talking about it to someone. I rephrase that. I was talking to it about someone and they actually asked me, like, what is gratitude? And I told them, like, gratitude is what it is. Basically, it's being grateful and thankful for something. You know, being grateful and thankful for, you know, for things and for something. Okay, so, which is perfect because Thanksgiving is right around the corner. So, this is a perfect topic for the holidays, okay? And also, like I said, it's gratitude and happiness. So, we're going to talk about what makes us happy and how do we experience happiness, okay? So, I have a little excitement for you guys today. I believe I actually talked about in my last episode. Make sure you guys go check out my episodes, guys. I have episode 1, 2, and 3 out. Make sure you guys go ahead and check those out on Anchor. I want to thank Anchor for sponsoring this. And also, make sure you go check it out on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify and Google Podcasts, you guys. So, make sure you go check out my podcast is on those wonderful websites as well. But like I said, guys, we're going to be doing an assignment today. So I want you guys, if you get a chance, go ahead and grab a notebook and a pencil, and we're going to write down 15 things that you can do each day, 30 days of gratitude, okay? From day 1 all the way to day 15, okay? So I'm going to let you guys go ahead and get that while I sip on my tea, which is really hot right now. Okay. Oh, yeah. Also, if you guys want to go ahead and get comfortable, go ahead and get comfortable. Grab you some tea. Like I said, coffee. Whatever makes you happy. Wine, champagne. Whatever makes you happy. Do you? Okay. All right. So, let's go ahead and start this. 30 days of gratitude, guys. So, day 1. Say thank you to someone when they least expect it. Okay. That is awesome. I would be so excited if someone just out the blue just come up to me and say, you know what? Thank you. That would make me feel so good. Like, did this person just come up to me and say thank you? And then the first thing you're going to think in your head, like, okay, thank you for what? But just accept it, guys. Just accept. Just accept it, okay? Don't freak out, but go ahead and tell someone. It could be a family member, a friend, someone at your work, or a stranger at the grocery store, whatever. Just tell them thank you and see the reaction, okay? So day 2, what skill are you grateful you have? Think about it and thank it. So what you're going to do is you're going to write down a skill that you are grateful that you have and think about it and thank it. So like I said, my skill, I have actually a lot of skills, a lot of skill, guys. I've done modeling, I've done all types of stuff. I also do, I dance and I do a lot. So it can be any type of skill that you have, you know, and like I said, think about it and thank it. Okay, so that would be something you could do a day 2. So you can write down something that you do as a skill, and you know, why are you grateful, and what are you grateful, What's so grateful about it? You know, and write that down and think about it and think it. Day 3, send a quick text to a family member letting them know how thankful you are for them. Oh, that's so sweet. That, you know what? That's really nice. Now, that one's really cool. So, yep, so you're going to send a quick text to a family member letting them know how thankful you are for them. It could be a cousin, it could be your mama, it could be your dad, it could be your sister, it could be your brother, it could be your auntie, it could be your uncle. Just text them and tell them, you know what? I am so thankful that I have you in my life. That's it. And see the reaction. Day 4. What are you thankful for regarding your job? Make a list. So we're going to write. What are you thankful for regarding your job? Make a list. So you're going to make a list of all things that you are thankful for regarding your job. Okay? So that would be something you're doing day 4. Day 5, think of 2 challenges you're grateful for and what positive things you learned about it. That's a good one too, you guys. So you're going to think of 2 challenges you're grateful for and what positive things that you learned from it, okay? Which can be anything. Just think of that major challenge, something that challenged you in your life. That you actually overcome, you actually did it, and you were so grateful that you did it. Okay, and write down what positive thing you learned from it. All right, that's a good one. Day 6, what foods are you most thankful for? If you can, donate whatever it is to a food bank. Okay, like, why not, guys? Like I said, it's about to be Thanksgiving. It's a lot of people out here that's in needing for food. Let's help out with our community. Let's help out with these people that don't have nothing, you know, because a lot of people are not, you know, grateful and have things that we have, you know. That's why I want to do this with you guys, this gratitude to help you to be grateful and be thankful and realize what we have, you know, in our lives, you know. So that would be a really nice thing to do. So yes, definitely. That would be day 6. Day 7, what moment in the last week are you most thankful for? Reflect on it and why, okay? So you're going to think of something that you did last week that you are most thankful for, and then you're going to reflect on it and basically describing why, okay? That was a good one too. So that was day 7. This is day 8. Hold the door for a stranger each time you're out today. Just hold the door for someone. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Okay, this is funny. Because I always... Okay, I hold doors for guys. Isn't that strange? Like, I used to get cussed out, like, for doing that, y'all. I used to get cussed out, like, a long time ago. This guy used to, you know, talk to, whatever. I actually did that. Like, I actually opened a door for this guy, and he got so mad because he said that when, you know, he was learned that you're supposed to open doors for women. And when he saw me open the door up for the guy and seeing the guy let me do it, it pissed him off. Oh, my God. But I can't help it. Like, that's what I do. I mean, you just open the door. I mean, whatever, you know. But I get that a lot. A lot of guys I know also, I notice every time I come in, the guys will open the door for me, which I think is really nice. Especially, you know what I also think is really nice? And I think it's so cute when guys open the car door for you. Like, I think that is, like, so sweet and, I don't know, cute. But anyway, so yes, that would be day 8. That's if you want to, because I don't know. Some of my girls out here, they probably like, hold on, Alina, I ain't holding it open no stranger. But try it. You never know. Let's be nice, y'all. It is about to be Thanksgiving. Let's be nice. All right, guys. So, day 9. If you had a really positive experience at a business, write a kind review. So, that means, like, say, for instance, you went to, like, a clothing store. And they was, like, so nice. Like, oh, my God. Like, they were so professional. And they sold their product, you know, correctly. Made you want to buy something from there. And, you know, it actually, you had a really positive experience, you know. Write a kind review. And like send it to them. Like you can even get a card or write it on there and just give it to them. You know, just show that you care, you know, and you're thankful. Okay. All right, guys. So day 10. I don't know if y'all ready for this one. Get your boss or a client a small gift. Okay. I know some of y'all on the boss part probably like, okay, first of all, Lena, my boss is B-I-T-C-H. I don't like my boss. My boss can shove it. My boss can kiss my asses. But that's the whole point of gratitude, you guys. You have to show your kindness and your, you know, you got to. You got to think about them. Because without that boss, you probably wouldn't have the job. Okay? So let's show them that you appreciate it. And it also says, get your boss or a client. So if you guys have a business out there that, you know, you have clients, get a small gift for them. Show them how grateful and thankful that you are that they, you know, support your business, you know? Why not? All right, so that's day 10. So day 11, call a friend and catch up. Call up that one friend that you haven't talked to in a while and just call and be like, what's up, girl? What's up, boy? What's up, bro? What's good? You know what I'm saying? How are you? How is things? How's the wife? How's the husband? How's the life? How's the da-da-da? How's the dog? Shoot. Just catch up. You never know how where that conversation will get you. So day 12, what exercise are you most thankful you're able to do? And do it. Okay, so I'm so excited. So my exercise that I'm most thankful that I'm able to do is the bouncing squats, y'all. Oh my goodness, okay? Those bouncing squats, at first, I'm not gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, period. At first, y'all, I couldn't even squat. Now I am down almost to the floor squatting. And now I'm doing jumping squats, which are so fun. Like, I think between the jumping squats and the bouncing squats, those two are my favorite and my go-tos. Like, I love them, especially the jumping squats. Like, basically, yes. Matter of fact, we're gonna talk about that on my next podcast show, which it will be about fitness, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. But yeah, so that is one of my most thankful exercise. Yes. So day 13, do something kind for yourself, guys. Come on, we can't forget about ourselves. Do something kind for you. We gotta think about us, guys. We gotta think about us. So let's do something kind for us. Do something kind for yourself. I'm telling you. Do something. Y'all better do something. And matter of fact, how about this? Won't you guys comment on my Apple Podcast and tell me what you guys done that you did for yourself that was kind. Comment and let me know, because I would love to know. Okay? So day 14, send a note to someone via snail mail telling them why you're thankful to have them in your life. Oh, that is cute. I like that one. So you're gonna send a note to someone telling them why you're thankful to have them in your life. Oh, I like that one. That is cute. I like that one. All right, guys, we finally made it to day 15. All right, guys, I'm sorry. But anyways, day 15. Think about the material comforts you are thankful for, and then make a list as long as possible, okay? So you're going to think about the materials that comforts you, that you are thankful for. Then make the list as long as possible. I don't care how long it is, okay? So, you guys, we got through the 30 days of gratitude. Congratulations if you were able to write them down. And make sure y'all actually use it and don't just be, you know, writing stuff down and don't use it. You gotta be consistent, you guys. Come on, because I'm saying it because I'd be like that. I'd be like, okay, I'm writing it down. See, I plan, guys. I have a planner, and sometimes I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna write this in my planner, and I don't be doing nothing. I don't even write it down. But this will actually help you guys. So this is the reason why I'm telling you guys this. So you guys, that was about gratitude. Now we are about to talk about happiness. Happiness. It just makes you feel so bubbly inside when you say happiness, doesn't it? Happiness, 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 happiness. You guys, we all have experienced happiness, which is so awesome because it's just the happiness is the most incredible feeling that God has created for us, okay? Like, I swear, when I'm happy, you will definitely know, and I show it. I get so excited, and I go beyond when I'm so happy. And, you know, I just love being happy. Like, I swear, like, being happy is my thing. That is my thing, y'all, being happy. And it takes a lot for me. Well, I can't believe I was about to say that. It doesn't take a lot for me to be happy, you know. I love, like, being with my girls. Like, being with my kids, that makes me very happy, you know. Being with them and just seeing them happy makes me happy. Especially during, like, Christmas, you know, seeing their faces when they open up the gifts. And just, or them seeing me when they come in, like, from somewhere and they go, Mommy! That makes me happy. And just seeing other people happy makes me happy. You know, hearing good things that one of my friends or family members or whoever or anybody doing something that made them happy makes me happy. So yes, happiness is a wonderful thing, guys. Something that I'm hoping that everybody experience it, because I'm trying to tell you, being happy is the way of life, okay? So, you guys, that was it for Alina Talk. I am so, so happy and grateful and thankful for you guys tuning in with me today. And I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely, lovely night. And I will be talking to you beautiful people soon. And always remember to stay confident, and I love you. Bye, guys.